is at 9 o'clock,
yes, sir, or 9:30. It is, and we have Carla here this morning. All right, good morning, everybody. This is a meeting of the Portland City Council. Today is Wednesday, February 8th. First of all, let's call the roll.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Udaly. Wheeler.
Here. Before we begin, I've been asked to read the following. I want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and maintaining decorum. The purpose of the council meetings is to engage with and hear recommendations from the community on the public's business. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everybody, both here and those watching on TV, I want to quickly review some of the public testimony guidelines. Good morning. My hope is that these details help everyone feel comfortable and included, and also that ensure that decorum is maintained. During the meetings, there are two opportunities for public participation. The first is communications, which we're about to do. Communications items are an opportunity to speak briefly on any subject. These items are scheduled in advance with the council clerk's office. Then, of course, there's first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. Public testimony of these items must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. If you're here representing an organization, please disclose that. Folks get 3 minutes to testify, unless otherwise stated at the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll hear the little box beeping. And then when your time is up, I'll let you know. If you have handouts for the city council, if you could please hand them over to Carla, the clerk, we'd appreciate that. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or during council deliberations, isn't allowed. If that behavior is seen, this guidance serves as warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from the council chambers and excluded from City Hall. If folks would like to show your support or displeasure for a particular item or comment, you can do so with a simple thumbs up or a thumbs down. Please don't shout or yell. It disrupts people, and it takes time away from everybody who'd like to testify today. So, Carla, without